In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. As anyone who follows politics knows, you live and die by the polls. So when CNN started putting together its Republican presidential debate, it figured it would have at least 15 national polls to help it decide who to put on stage. Turns out, it only ended up with 5. The result is that CNN is tweaking its own rules to figure out the top candidates. That will probably have the crowd-pleasing result of putting Carly Fiorina on stage in primetime. But it also points out some interesting things about the business of polling. As Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports, polling is an increasingly inexact science.
Pollsters' track records took a hit over the past few years. Gallup predicted that Mitt Romney would win the popular vote by a percentage point in 2012. In the 2014 midterm elections, some pollsters were surprised by the Republican takeover of Congress. Robert Y. Shapiro teaches political science at Columbia University.
Young adults, minorities, and others stayed home. In contrast, whites and older voters voted more than Democrats.
Turns out young adults and minorities are the hardest voters for pollsters to reach, according to Frank Newport, editor-in-chief of Gallup. Millennials may only have a cell phone, and Newport says there can be language barriers with minorities. Plus,
these people also may be less willing to be interviewed in general. Some don't have phones or may be less likely to be contacted.
Cliff Zukin teaches public policy and political science at Rutgers. He calls the pollsters' misfires spectacular disasters and says they're caused by two trends. First, a plummeting response rate. And second, the proliferation of cell phones. Pollsters aren't allowed to mass dial them with computers. Actual humans have to make every call. Zukin says that's expensive.
It's much more expensive, maybe 3 times more expensive than it was 4 years ago to do this stuff right now.
Zukin says that's led pollsters to cut corners. Some are doing online polling instead.
These are guys who are trying new things, and they haven't had good results, but they're making a lot of money because it costs so little to do an internet poll.
But you get what you pay for. Zukin has some advice for voters in the 2016 presidential election. Take the polls with a huge grain of salt, because polling has become more art than science. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Whatever CNN is planning to do with the debate, it looks like it's going to pay off. Ad Age reports today that the network is asking 40 times its normal rate for commercial space during the presentation, up to $200,000 for a 30-second spot. The typical primetime spot costs more like $5,000 most of the time.